From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the characters who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guest on today's field trip is Marin musician, actress, and chanteuse Susan Zielinski, better known in Marin music circles as Susan Z. If you've attended the Marin Mountain Play in the past decade or more, you'll have seen and heard Susan in many leading roles, including Maria in West Side Story, Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady, that's my favorite, Marion in The Music Man, and this past summer as Elsa Schrader in The Sound of Music. In addition to her own musical and theatrical endeavors, Susan Z is also known for her fundraising efforts in the fight against breast cancer, for which, during the past 15 years, with the help of other Marin musicians and an all-volunteer organization, she's raised funds for local charities by producing musical extravaganzas under the titles Wine, Women, and Song, The Breast of Broadway, Rack and Roll, and in its latest incarnation, Rock and Roll Breastival. On Saturday, October the 26th, Susan Z's 15th annual Wine, Women, and Song Rock and Roll Breastival will team up with Marin General Hospital for a benefit for two charities. One is to celebrate Life Breast Cancer Foundation, and the other is Zero Breast Cancer. The show is hosted by actor Peter Coyote, features music by artists who've battled breast cancer, and performed by some of the Bay Area's finest singers and musicians. It'll be held at the Osher Jewish Community Center in San Rafael, and here to talk about it all is the lovely, beautiful, talented, and delightful Susan Z. Susan, welcome.
Thank you, Mitchell. That was wonderful.
Well, thanks for coming on.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Well, first off, tell me what got you involved back in 1998 in this fundraising activity.
Well, my mother got breast cancer when she turned 50. And fortunately, she caught it early. She had a lumpectomy and went through her chemo and radiation. And at that time, also my stepmother, within a matter of weeks, was diagnosed with a brain tumor. So I had cancer coming at me from all sides, and it just really opened my eyes to this world I wasn't aware of. And I lost my stepmother to the brain tumor, but my mother did survive, and 16 years later, she actually got it again. So she's now a two-time breast cancer survivor, but the early-on experiences was what got me interested in doing fundraisers, and I thought, what could I do to help? And the only thing I could think of was put on concerts and help raise money for the fight against breast cancer.
Well, tell me about To Celebrate Life, the Breast Cancer Foundation. What is it, and what does it actually do?
To Celebrate Life, it's interesting. They started out doing tennis tournament. It was called Rally to Celebrate Life, and we just decided after raising some money that we would donate some money to them, and they've been one of our recipients year after year. And what they do to celebrate life specifically, they raise funds and grant financial assistance to nonprofit organizations that provide services and support to people living with breast cancer.
I see. That's a great thing.
Yeah.
Well, the other one that you're working with is Zero Breast Cancer, right? Isn't that a community-based organization?
Well, also Zero Breast Cancer. Again, I got hooked up with them, and as you said, they're a community-based nonprofit organization. They're dedicated to prevention and finding the cause of breast cancer through community participation in the scientific research process. I, in fact, did one of their polls a long time ago that they were doing to try and help in one of their surveys during the time that Marin County had the highest rate of breast cancer anywhere. I just read something recently that said that that's changed. We are fortunate enough to not be the highest anymore. But don't quote me on that, because I have to reread my the article.
That's interesting. I did have that in my notes, actually, because I did, I think, read in the local newspaper, the Mirren IJ, that those rates had fallen a bit. We're still high, but we're not as high as we were. And
right.
It's a hard one to understand, isn't it, why we should have that?
People have lots of different ideas about it. And I have to say, personally, now because I have my mother have had it twice, my doctor now has me going for a mammogram and a breast MRI once a year. So I do them 6 months apart now, you know, for preventative reasons, make sure if anything is going on, they can catch it early.
Well, that's good that you're going to do that.
Thank you.
Before we talk about the upcoming show, let's talk some about the musicals and the show that you do. Last summer, your fans saw you in The Sound of Music. You did a great job as Elsa Schrader in that one.
Thank you, Mitchell. I had so much fun. It was a really fun role to play, and a lot of people have said that they liked the way I played her. Even though she's usually portrayed as a mean, cold-hearted person, I tried to play her just with some humanity, and she just wanted to get along with everybody, and it wasn't going to work out, so she knew she hadn't won the man, and she took off. It was a great time, and being part of the Mountain Play is one of my favorite things I do every year, if I can get in the show.
Well, you did a super job. I also saw you early in the year in Steel Magnolias. Talk a bit about that show.
Oh, that was fantastic. I got together with a few people, including Norman Hall, who directed the show, and his wife, Shirley. And we had all done the show together 20 years earlier. And I played Shelby at that time, the daughter. And this time I played the mother. And it was great loads of fun, a really good challenge, a nice meaty role. She was really fun to play. And I had a great time.
Yeah, it was a terrific show. Norman did a great job directing that. So let's talk about this fundraiser that you've organized on October 26th. When people come to see it, what are they going to see? What are they going to hear? What are they going to eat? What are they going to experience?
For the past several years, I sort of changed the show from having local bands come in and play sets of their original music. We switched over to having one band, and they would play music by artists who had breast cancer. So some of the artists who are singing in this event are local artists April Grisman and her husband Monroe Grisman, Lynn Asher, Loralee Christensen, Dave Vincent, Elena Keating, Liz Pisco, John Vignali, John Merkel, Allison Page, who is a cancer survivor, Chloe Gasparini, and Emma Christopher. And myself, and we're all singing music by such artists as Melissa Etheridge, Beth Nielsen Chapman, a great singer-songwriter. She's written songs for other famous artists like Martina McBride and Faith Hill, and then Skeeter Davis of the Davis Sisters, kind of an old, fun old-time from the 50s gals, and Nancy Griffith, Sarita Wright. She was married to Stevie Wonder, and she got breast cancer, died very young. She co-wrote many of his songs, so we're doing some Stevie Wonder songs, thanks to her, bless her heart. Also recently, who just died this year, Chrissy Amphlett of the Divinyls. We're going to do her music. Yeah. And Dusty Springfield.
Of course.
We'll be doing some great Motown music that she did. Carly Simon, very, very well known, and Sheryl Crow. And then we have one guy on our list, Peter Criss, the drummer from Kiss. And he had breast cancer, so we're pulling out a few Kiss songs as well. Yeah.
Now, it's being hosted by Peter Coyote, I think.
Yeah, he's the MC. That's right. I was very happy to hear that he was on board. The Harbor Point Charitable Foundation, they're an organization in Mill Valley, Tiburon, and they put on the Esurance Tennis Classic every year, and they raise money for breast cancer charities here in Marin. Well, this year they're not doing their event, and they offered to come and help me put my 15th annual event on and try and make it a bit bigger than it's been in the past, because I've been doing these events in small clubs around the Bay Area, and we're moving it to the JCC, as you mentioned, and they have connections, and they got Peter Coyote to MC the event.
Great. Well, he's a very handsome fellow. All the ladies like him.
Right. I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Sure. So tell me about...
He'll join us on stage for a song or two.
I bet he will. Tell me about the food.
D'Angelo's in the Valley is donating fabulous food.
And I know there's going to be a martini bar. There'll be dancing.
Yes. And that's going to all be... they'll have some bars in the big room, and there'll be one out in the hall. And if you've been to the JCC, you can kind of picture the format. But I'm excited because it's much bigger than I've ever produced in the past. And in the past, also, the ticket prices have been pretty low because we can just kind of get people to come into, say, a restaurant or a club, and then they're buying their own food and drinks. This time, the price, some of my patrons who have come in the past will notice it's a little higher, but it's $75 this time. But it includes all your food and all your drinks, and, of course, the stellar performances that are going to be going on.
Well, sure, and it's for a wonderful cause, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I also wanted to mention the guys in the band who are performing the music. We have our first rehearsal on Wednesday night, so I'm excited about that. I have Taylor Cutcombe on bass, Adam Berkowitz playing drums, Scott Foster on guitar, Eric Jorgensen on guitar, and Justice Dobrin on keys, and Jameson Smelt playing the saxophone and harmonies and various other percussion things. So it's I'm excited. They're all so talented, and I'm so lucky to have them.
Yeah, some great local musicians. That's fabulous. Well, aside from the big show, what's up next for you otherwise?
Well, after this show, it must be benefit season, because after this I'll be singing for the Mountain Play Gala on November 9th. Back at the JCC, helping them raise money for their next production. And also on November 11th, I'm singing the national anthem at Marin Veterans Hall. I might be saying that wrong, but at the Civic Center, basically, at their theater there.
Sure.
The national anthem for their Memorial Day, excuse me, for their Veterans Day celebration.
Good for you. That's great.
I'm really looking forward to it. I love that song. I love singing the national anthem, and to be singing it for people who have given so much for our country, that makes me feel really good.
Well, busy as always, Susan. It's great. And I want to ask, what can people who would like to go to the fundraiser, but if they're unable to attend, what can they do in terms of making a financial contribution?
Well, right now, we have our website set up, winewomenandsong.org, the whole thing spelled out. Wine, Women, and Song. And they can buy tickets there. If you'd like to make a financial contribution, but you can't attend the event on October 26th, you can send a check to the Harbor Point Charitable Foundation and written out to Wine, Women, and Song. And I believe if you go to that website, you can also find their address.
Well, Marin General Hospital's 15th annual Wine, Women, and Song Rock and Roll Breastival, produced by my guest Susan Zielinski and the Harbor Point Charitable Foundation, that will be held on Saturday, October 26th from 7 to 10 at the OSHA Jewish Community Center on North San Pedro Road in San Rafael, and it'll feature music, as Susan said, by artists who've battled breast cancer and played by some of the Bay Area's best singers and musicians, and hosted by Peter Coyote. The evening will include a buffet, there'll be a martini bar, dancing, and the whole thing is $75, a really good price for a really wonderful charity. I will put all the information for buying tickets and all the information about Wine, Women, and Song and the charitable foundations on the Radio Sausalito website. If you want more information on them, just go to radiosausalito.org, click on the field trip. And Susan Z, congratulations on your continued success on stage and also for your wonderful work in battling cancer. We'll see you at the fundraiser on the 26th. And thanks for taking us on a field trip today.
Thanks for having me, Mitchell.
That's Susan Z, everyone. Well, thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that the field trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at noon on cable channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. And if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.